Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on the show. Good morning, sir. Why am I not hearing you? Hold on.
I blame it on Axl Rose. He messed with the wires again. I told him not to. Stay away from here, for God's sake.
There you are. Are you there? Hello?
Are you here?
Yeah, I kind of hear you.
Yay! There he is.
I think your box is clicking in now.
There we go.
Yeah.
I had that problem once.
We were just talking about vocals, and we were playing some stuff from Axl Rose, and, you know... You can't scream like this for 40 years.
No. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's tough.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Well, anybody who's been married 40 years has been screaming like that.
It's true.
The band still
both sides, men and women.
Yes. Great.
Yeah, the band's playing.
I mean, Guns N' Roses still sounds great.
Yeah. That really is him?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was
took me around and take me back to the start. I'll still lose my mind. Are you blind? I said it all a million times. Just searching under the street. My days that stopped to be. I'm your charity case. If I'm something to win, I'll pay you with another time. Take it to the end of the line. Beat it!
And there's a dozen eggs right there.
Who do you think
I don't know what to say.
Has maintained their voice the best? Rob Rush texted me that he thought Brett Michaels did a good job.
Yeah.
Of keeping his voice together.
Still the same, yeah.
We talked about Dave Matthews.
Yeah, keep going. I have older guy. I have an older guy that I think kept his voice better. Which I had not realized until Ritchie Blackmore got on stage with Ian Gillan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he sounded fantastic.
Ian Gillan sounded great.
Yeah.
Really great.
81 years old. He sounded great, Ian Gillan.
Yeah, he really did.
Sting.
For Ian Gillan.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, Sting's great. You're right. But, you know, he doesn't scream, but Ian screams.
Yeah.
Right.
It's much easier to be a balladeer like Sting than, and he's got a great voice. Sting still has kept it. You're right. But when you're Ian Gillan singing Deep Purple songs for how many years?
Yeah.
He sounded great at Jones Beach.
Yeah, that's a great point.
I mean, Jeff Tate's been around as long as...
Oh, that's a great,
his voice,
that's a great example.
Still.
That's a great example.
And he hit some notes.
In Rob Halford.
Yep, yes.
He still has it.
Metal God, still there.
Yeah, Rob Halford.
Yep.
They both feel like they've just been made from some other mold of everybody else.
Exactly, yeah. Mm. A special blend, yeah.
Yeah, a special blend.
Yep.
Roger Daltrey, I don't know how he sounds now, but he was great for so many decades.
Yeah.
And another one.
I think he's not bad still. Notes. Yeah, I think he's still good.
Eddie Vedder's still pretty
good. I just
good.
Was blown away by Ian Gillan. I couldn't believe how good Ian Gillan sounded.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
I mean, the band sounds
And tight. I had never would have never known if Richie didn't get on stage, because I don't really follow Deep Purple live anymore. And I was so happy to hear him sing. I'm a big Deep Purple fan.
Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation is on, so you could call and ask any concert question or share a concert story, 877-764-2535. Everyone who calls in today from Long Island will get in the running to win tickets to see John Fogerty and Steve Winwood at the Harvard Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. Plus, you get the Sky Deck tickets and then two walk-on tickets to the port, Jeff Ferry.
Awesome.
So we're trying to suck you guys in. Over.
Exactly. Come. Join us.
Take the ferry. Come on over. Enjoy the show.
Come party.
Big Mike, have you been to the Harvard Healthcare Amphitheater yet?
Yeah, a number of times, and for anybody that's worried about walking far, which you can put me in that category, it is a very, very doable walk, so the walk-on ferry passes are very, very convenient, and I highly recommend attending a show at the Amp.
Yeah, very short trip.
Tonight at the Amp is Brad Paisley. Are you watching the weather for that one, Jimmy?
Yeah, we're watching the weather. We're getting weather reports now. During the day, probably...
You're cutting out a little bit.
Yeah.
We're going to reboot Jimmy's box.
Right.
I know it sounds weird.
Jazz and AJ. P&P Construction. Concert God. Jimmy Koplik.
No.
And it was good.
All right. We rebooted at Jimmy's box.
We did.
And he liked it.
Felt great.
Jimmy Koplik.
Didn't
like
me. I'm next. I'm next.
Jimmy's taking your questions, concert questions or stories, 877-764-2535. Everyone from the island that calls in gets in the running to see John Fogerty and Steve Winwood at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. You get 2 sky deck tickets, 2 walk-on passes to the ferry. So let's get you guys over here. That's a show of great music.
Oh, my God, yeah. He sounds so fantastic. Both of them do.
Let's go over here.
It could be my favorite show of the year.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot
like,
of fun.
Both these guys know what to do.
Yep.
Play all the hits,
yep.
Tell a couple stories, be happy.
Boom, done.
And make it sound like the record.
In a beautiful place.
Like they really do. And Steve Winwood's, just by the way, Steve Winwood's daughter tours with him.
Yeah.
And she is easy on the eyes.
Yeah, she is.
Beautiful, talented.
And a voice, too.
Tom, Matatuck.
Yes, good morning. I have a bad concert story.
Oh.
My son and I were...
Hold on. Jimmy, do you want to hear a bad concert story?
If it's not mine, sure.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay, it's a bad story about a non-concert. How's that?
So all right.
My son and I, you're talking about Deep Purple. My son and I had tickets to the Jones Beach show a couple of weeks ago. I went down to Florida to visit my sister for a few days prior to that and missed the flight to come home and missed the show. And I was more disappointed in missing the show than I was about missing a flight.
Wasn't the show with Richie Blackmore reappearing for 33 years?
Yeah, no.
That sucks. Damn it, man.
It was a bad day, let me tell you.
I'm at a loss
right
now.
That, though, do you know if they're going to come back around?
Jimmy, any news on Deep Purple coming back around?
I know they're back in Europe.
Well, they're going to keep touring, but not with Richie.
Right. That show you missed.
That was a one and done.
Was a one and done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for the encouragement.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't want to make it worse.
Right, sorry.
But however, you are in the running for the tickets for John Fogerty and Steve Winwood. So
right.
Thank you.
That'll make me feel a little better.
Right. All right. You are in the running.
Take care.
All right. Jimmy, did the Neil Young, Willie Nelson show at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, did that sell out yet?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Wow.
Oh, there's still hope.
So.
Yep.
Lots of tickets left? Few tickets left?
No. It's in the hundreds, but there's still tickets available.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't wait
on
that.
So not a lot of tickets left.
I wouldn't wait on that.
So
it
will sell out.
Yeah. Grab them.
No, not a lot of tickets left, and we're very happy. You know, we don't normally put shows on. So,
Jimmy, I think we're going to have to switch to the phone.
In the 70s.
Yeah.
Hey, Phil, you want to call Jimmy?
Okay.
Phil's calling you right now.
Right.
So we'll switch over to the phone.
Da, 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 da.
Having some problems with Jimmy's box. Today is a very special day in concert history, and we'll get to that in a second.
Right.
Let's talk to Al in Norwalk. Hey, Al.
Yes, sir. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Al.
Me. All right. So I'm going to ask about trying to get Zebra to Bridgeport.
Oh.
Zebra to Bridgeport.
I know they're touring all over the place. You never know.
And is it the original?
Original three, yep.
Damn.
I also, yep. Randy and
Felix.
Felix Hanneman.
Yeah,
Jimmy,
that'd be a good venue for them.
Zebra in Bridgeport. Any chance of that happening?
I have not heard of any tour going on, so not aware of it. But it wouldn't happen in Bridgeport. We'd bring Zebra to, I would think, probably Toads or Oakdale.
Yeah,
that makes
definitely.
More sense.
Yep.
All righty, thank you.
All right.
You have a good day.
He very much wants to see them in Bridgeport.
Yeah, really. Well, if you call for money.
Yeah, right.
I'll go too. I don't care.
Chris.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
Hey.
Jimmy, any chance of April Wine and Triumph Connecticut play?
Canadian blend.
Good question. I thought I had them in September next month, and they decided not to hit the Northeast.
Oh.
So there is a November tour, that's not hitting the Northeast. Baltimore is the closest it's coming. But if they tour next year, we have a big offering for them to play Mohegan Sun.
Nice. A big offering.
Ooh.
Big offer. Yes.
A big offer. Like, what's a big offer? What's the ballpark in a big offer?
Roughly, you know.
Let's say hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's wow.
That's a lot for them, right?
Damn. Oh, yeah.
You can hear them running here right now.
Somebody's getting on the phone right now. Get me, Jimmy Copley. All right, thank you, man.
One more thing quick.
All right.
Are there SRO tickets for the Amp? And if yes, how do you get them?
Well, first of all, there are seats available, so I'm not sure why you want to stand at the Amp. There are standing tickets available sometimes the night of the show, but the best thing to do is to call. But overall, there are seats available. I think there's only one show that's completely sold out through the rest of the season.
You got it. Thank you.
That's a show that nobody probably ever heard of that's listening to this radio.
Is that right?
Oh, okay.
Including me.
Right.
All right, thank you.
So I'm guessing standing cameras.
What does SRO stand for?
It stands for Seriously Rocking Orchestra.
Standing room only. Standing room only.
Oh. Okay, makes sense too.
I like AJ's version.
I saw them in concert a couple of times.
Picturing some dude going bananas on a violin.
Andre in Derby.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hello.
You answered my question about Triumph, but I guess I'll ask you. Gene Simmons likes to play scattered dates every now and then. Any chance of getting him back over here in Connecticut?
Well, we had him in Connecticut last May, not May of this year, May of last year, at Mohegan Sun. But no plans for him.
He jumped
back
on stage with him. He ran up on stage and sang Rock and Roll All Night with him. He got the crowd up there, and I just bum-rushed it like I was jumping the wall.
Now he has a security.
Oh,
Jimmy, you love people who do that, right?
Well, he invited everybody to come up on stage. He goes, let's come on up. So I was right there on it.
He said, Andre.
Yeah, he still puts on a great show.
And he said, oh, it's you, Andre.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, cool.
All right, thank you, Andre.
Nice.
All right, see you.
Yep.
Jimmy Copley, Live Nation, is on the show. Everybody who calls in from the island gets in the running to see John Fogerty and Steve Winwood. You get 2 Sky Deck tickets and 2 walk-on ferry passes.
Fun. Lots of fun.
Jeff. Jeff.
Yes.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Guys?
Yes, guys.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Come in, Jeff. Where are you at?
All right. Love you guys. Jimmy, quick question. Last time I saw Neil Young at the Amp, he had restrictions on the Jumbotrons and, the bars not having lights on or shut down. Is that going to be the same for the Willie Nelson Neil Young concert coming up?
I haven't been told that yet. He is a pretty picky guy, as we all know. But right now, everything seems open. We haven't gotten his rider yet because he first decided to do these things, these 2 shows, Philly and Bridgeport, about 2 weeks ago. So he probably hasn't had time to think about how to
complicate
handle
things.
The show itself. I wanted to say it politely.
That'll work.
I will say that is a pain in the ass with the screen, but I was at the Neil Young show at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater where there were no screens and no lights.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
It reminded me of like a show from 1977.
Right.
It was just us looking at the band.
Right.
Bring your binoculars. And it was darkly lit and you could only see the band and nothing else. And I was like, this reminds me of old school concert time.
And the glow of an occasional joint.
I really liked it.
Yes.
I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. They called it SFG so far.
Yeah, but then shouldn't the prices have been 1970s?
Okay,
if I could pay Neil what I paid him in the 1970s, I'd do it.
That would be great.
Right.
All right, guys. Thank you for answering my question.
All right.
It's very complicated.
I want to get to this anniversary that we have in this concert history today in a second. Bob and Weetog.
Hey, good morning, Jimmy. How's it going?
Man, we're here too, but go ahead.
On my doorknob.
Hello. Hello. First, 1973 at Dillon Stadium. Jay Giles, Humble Pie, and Peter Frampton.
Damn.
Did you do that?
I sure did.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He just got home. Where were you the whole time?
Brampton had just left Humble Pie.
Yes.
And broke out on his own.
Right.
What flavors? Yeah, right. I don't think Peter was there, right?
What flavor is Humble Pie? I'm just curious.
He was. He was there.
All right, so Peter Frampton was playing as a solo artist?
He was playing as Frampton's Camel. He had his own little band. He broke off from Humble Pie the year before.
Was his pants too tight?
What was the bill? It was Frampton?
It was Jay Giles.
Okay. Yeah.
Humble Pie and Frampton's Camel.
Oh, that's wild that he left the band and then toured with the band.
Right.
July 6th, 1973.
It was Hope
Day.
Yeah.
Is that...
Mike.
Was that your show, Jimmy, 1973?
Yes, that was my show, and he has the date perfectly right.
Nice.
July 6th, 73. Humble Pie was the headliner. Jay Giles was the second act, and the opener was Frampton's Camel.
Isn't it interesting? Like, I'd never heard of that. Like, usually when you leave a band, it's really not that great after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he left them a year before.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he come out and sing a song with the band?
With him.
Right. You would think he would, you know, do his opening and then come back out with the Humble Pie.
Yeah. Right. He was a camel.
The hits.
Yeah.
Jimmy, what was the first rock show at Dillon Stadium, 1966.
Was it Bob Dillon?
Well, I was in high school then, so right. I was not aware of what was going on. I know the Stones played there.
Yeah, that was the Rolling Stones. That was their first big...
Wow.
1966.
You know, no, my first show that I promoted at Dillon Stadium was Rod Stewart and Faces, Bad Finger, and Captain Beyond on July 10th of 1972 is when I... was my first show.
That sounds like a weed dealer's name, Captain Beyond.
That is a weed dealer's name if I ever heard one.
Dude, Captain Beyond's here, man.
Yeah. Jimmy Kopp with Vibe Nation on the show. Let's go to Trevor, Long Island.
Good morning, guys.
Hey. Morning, Trevor.
Hey.
So I got another non-show starter when it comes to one of these trying to make a show having to do with the Eagles' original farewell tour back, I believe it was like 99 or early 2000.
Okay.
Ended up winning the tickets through a beer contest where they had one of those Miller Lite cans that you would open up and it would pop open and it would say you won, something like that.
Like Willy Wonka.
Ended up winning, ended up winning the tickets to the farewell show. Thought it was going to be great. I had a family member who's a huge fan. Make all the plans, get in the car. About 5 minutes after leaving, on the way there, hop onto the LIE, and what happens? The engine in the car blows.
Oh.
We end up having the whole fire department, the whole front end, that ends up getting lit up on the highway, and we end up not making the show.
Oh. Yeah.
So we ended up, thankfully, they ended up doing another one of those farewell tours, and we got to see, but it was many, many decades later.
Right. Well, it's life in the fast lane.
Well, you got to catch him 20 years later doing another farewell tour.
Right.
How cool was that?
You're good. Yeah, like every couple of years.
Thankfully.
Yeah. If you win ferry tickets, everybody's going to be very anxious.
With another farewell.
Well, thank you for calling. And, you know, because you're from Long Island today, everyone who calls from the island is in the running for John Fogerty, Steve Winwood tickets, and two walk-on ferry passes. So you might win that.
And their engine's good.
Please. Stay away.
Definitely looking forward to it. Yeah, stay far, far away from there. I will, I'm more than likely probably going to drive to avoid that. Don't want anything happen in the middle of the Long Island Sound.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm surrounded by water. You're good, though.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you remember Cat Stevens was on his way to a concert and ran out of gas on the way to his... No, not Cat Stevens.
It was
Harry Chapin.
Taylor,
Harry Chapin,
yes. Harry Chapin, yeah.
Harry Chapin,
right.
Harry Chapin was on his way to a concert on Long Island, ran out of gas, and was hit and killed on the expressway.
Ba-boom, yep.
Yeah, but he was in his car.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do remember that. I remember James Taylor was on his way to a concert, ran out of gas, and somebody picked him up and drove him to the concert.
Yeah.
That happened with Dave Matthews, too, right? His bicycle broke down or something. He was riding his bicycle to a show.
Yeah.
His bicycle broke.
His pants were caught in a chain. As you can see, I'm somewhere here.
Have you ever had a show where the artist almost didn't make it?
Oh, I'm sure I have.
Well, we know
that shows the artist didn't make it.
Oh, really?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Well, we've had, you know, Jerry Garcia never made it on stage, but he was in the building.
Right.
You know, we had a show with the Dead in Palace Theater in Waterbury where Pigpen couldn't get out of the hotel room. So the band played, the Dead played without Pigpen in Waterbury back in 72.
Couldn't get out of the hotel room. What does that mean? He was tripping his balls off?
Well, they would never admit it, even though they dosed me that night, yeah. So I have no idea.
Yeah.
I can't remember that night.
You get the famous Joe Walsh tea bag where they had to dunk him in water to get him to wake up.
Yeah, but he was there.
Yeah, so he was there, yeah. He was out of it, yeah.
What about, like, getting stuck in traffic? Have you ever had an artist stuck in traffic?
No, because they usually stay nearby the venue, so it's not usually an issue. And they usually do sound checks, so they leave more than enough time to get to the show for if they're from another city and they're coming in, so they do sound checks. So I've never really had that happen, no.
They find the band Traffic or caught in traffic. The name.
We were talking about the 49ers owner caught with a hooker, then we were talking about hookers, and I'm thinking, like, backstage in the 70s and 80s, you must have seen a lot of different types.
Rental girls?
Backstage. Yes.
You didn't need hookers. You had groupies.
Right.
That's true, yeah. Right. They pay you.
There were no hookers. You did not need hookers. It was a lot of negligee, a lot of high heels, a lot of tight pants, and a lot of low-cut shirts, that's for sure.
Life was different back then.
Which bands would you say were the top three in terms of women backstage?
Van Halen, number one, no question about it.
Yeah.
Deep Purple, they were crazy.
Yeah.
I would guess that the third band would probably be Whitesnake.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. The whole band was eye candy, except for Tommy Aldridge.
Well, you mentioned Guns N' Roses, too, because Axl would have these crazy parties, like he would have a casino theme or whatever, like different themes.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Guns N' Roses was crazy, too. And we had these great parties backstage. I was talking to one of the Guns N' Roses managers about it. And the band members got so mad over it because it was Axl's party. It wasn't the band's party. So, and it would cost between $50,000 and $100,000 to put this party together. And the band didn't want to pay it. So Axl took it out of his own pocket to pay for these parties.
Right.
Damn.
Never a book reading party, though. Let's discuss.
In 1986, on this day, Van Halen played with Bachman Turner Overdrive at the New Haven Coliseum. Yesterday, in 1986, was the very first time Van Halen played with Sammy Hagar live. It was their beginning of the tour. They started it in New Haven, and they recorded both nights for the Live Without a Net show.
Awesome.
Jimmy, when did you know that they were bringing in equipment to record it for a video?
We knew it about a month beforehand because we had to tell the stagehands, we had to tell the building, we had to get the permits, we had to get the stagehands to get paid more if there's a commercial shoot. So we had to tell the stagehands, we put more stagehands on call because of the need that if something went wrong, we could immediately take care of it because everything was being filmed. And we had to get the cleaners because they had to wear the same clothes each night. So we had to have a cleaners that would turn around the clothes. If we brought them in at 9 a.m. that day, we got it back by 4 p.m. that day.
All gooey.
Can you imagine?
All the DNA on there.
Drenched in sweat. Drenched in sweat. Can you imagine not getting the... They'd screw up the order and not getting it back.
They're just like Bo Peep.
Oh. Jimmy, would you just like drive to the New Haven Coliseum and just keep going and like not stop?
Oh, I actually went to the band and the manager said, didn't you just buy two shirts, two pants?
Yeah, wouldn't it make more sense?
Right, that would make way more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they said, we hadn't thought of that. Well, okay.
Wow. See?
It was getting a clean, they dry cleaned it. To get things dry cleaned in a 8-hour period back then was not easy.
Yeah. It's all stiff.
And the first night, I wasn't even at the show the first night. because we had the Rolling Stones at Rensselaer Field.
Oh, damn.
Wait. Wow. That's a hell of a weekend.
So it was very busy.
Nice.
But it is a classic. Live Without Annette is a classic. No question about it.
I was at night one, and I know they used most of night one for the video, Live Without Annette.
Oh, cool.
And
yes, they did
not use the guitar solo because Eddie had a problem with his guitar cable.
Right.
And so I know they ditched it, and they used the guitar solo from night two.
Right.
But, man, it was bananas. Here's some audio from that show. He's another one who hasn't lost his voice.
No, still strong.
Sammy Hagar can still hit those high notes.
And he can still party. Man, awesome.
If he could still party at his age, I'd give him a big attaboy, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
That's not easy.
Mr. Tequila.
Yes, he sold it for like $80 million.
Yep.
He's got a lot of money.
Yeah, Sammy's a very happy guy.
He's a very happy guy. Very happy guy. All right, any news we should know about before we let you go?
Nothing new. We're just finalizing the TSO shows at Mohegan Sun for November again, which I know a lot of people that listen to PLR in particular really go to it. It's a great event, which really started in Connecticut back in about 2002, and it's exploded into an arena show. But that's about it right now.
All right, Brad Paisley tonight in Bridgeport. That one you're watching the weather?
Supposed to rain this morning, but not after this morning, so we should be okay.
Cool.
That's the latest weather I got.
Nice.
That's great. And nothing's happening at Jones Beach tonight, Mike?
Yep, nothing on the schedule tonight. Outlaw Music Festival tomorrow, and Berserkus with the Shark on Saturday.
Awesome. Cool. All right. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation, thank you. We're going to have all this up as a pod pick later on the website if you missed any of it. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks.